Happy May. This is Jan Bratt, and this is my May Hedgegram. On the first of every month, I stop everything and try to communicate what is happening in my life as a children's picture book author and illustrator. I have been hard at work on my dummy, as they say in the book business. It's a 3/4 size book sewn together by me, a sketch version of my envisioned 2013 book, Cinders. It is 32 pages and made out of typing paper with the words pasted in. I am constantly cutting out and adding pieces. I use a rapidograph ink pen and watercolors. When finished, it takes about a month. I bring it to New York to look it over with my editor, Margaret, art director, Cecilia, and designer, Marika. My book is a Cinderella story peopled by chickens. The fairy godmother is a chicken, the prince is a chicken, and Cinderella is a chicken. Out in my barn live all the chicken models, a phoenix pullet named Eddie, a phoenix rooster named Elof, and a silkie named Britta. The musicians at the ball will all be white-crested black Polish. This weekend, I'll be going to a poultry show in Dayton, Ohio, to view more poultry and be inspired by all the breeds of purebred poultry. I need to finish the dummy soon so I can make up a checklist of all the images I will research and photograph when my husband and I go to St. Petersburg, Russia next month. I have been amassing lots of coffee table size art books on Russian traditional dress, architecture, and design that will be useful in creating the fairy tale world Cinderella lives in. I took a break from my artwork and visited Newfoundland. The Woodland Primary School in Grand Falls, Windsor, a town centrally located on the island, won last year's contest for a school visit. There were 22,000 entries, and this small school won. The papers were calling it the little school that could. When we arrived at Gander, the airport an hour away, a group of students, parents, and teachers were there to greet us. We were so surprised. The air smells so sweet in Newfoundland, like a million trillion spruce trees. We were warned to look out for a moose on the road. There is a moose for every 4 persons in Newfoundland. There are also willow ptarmigan, one of my favorite birds, and puffins. In the forest, there are lynx and wildcat, and in the bogs live caribou. We missed going to the ocean, which is known for whales, seals, and icebergs. I love speaking to the children and giving them an art lesson on how to draw a polar bear dressed in an Inuit parka. From my book, The Three Snow Bears. The kids' drawings were better than mine. They had so much personality. I visited every class and spoke at 2 assemblies. The children sang me a traditional song and decorated all their doors with images from my books. I never, ever could have imagined this when I was a young girl and dreaming of becoming a children's book illustrator. Later, I went to a Newfie night. The teachers and friends all made traditional dishes. Because Grand Falls, Windsor is near the ocean, many of the dishes were fish and shellfish. They were all delicious, especially their seafood chowder, which had a flavorful fish stock base, unlike so many of the creamy chowders found in restaurants. Our family sometimes served salted cod when I was little, and I loved revisiting those nostalgic tastes. Having traveled to Scandinavia a number of times, I was introduced to cloudberries and lingonberries, 2 of my favorites. In Newfoundland, they are called partridge berries and baked apples. There are a lot of unique names for things in Newfoundland. I also got to don oilskins and sing, shout out Newfie expressions, and kiss a codfish on the lips as part of my screeching in, a ceremony to make Joe and I honorary Newfoundlanders. We loved every bit of our time in Newfoundland. We have given quite a bit of thought about what makes Newfoundlanders so special, but we just don't know. The people we met seemed very happy with their lives and proud of their corner of the earth. I don't know if we can make it back to Newfoundland this year, but I'm looking forward to visiting again and going to St. John's, St. Anthony, where the Grenfell Mission Museum is, and to the ancient Viking settlement in northwest Newfoundland. I will be back in Canada in September to Cape Breton Island to run in their Fiddler's Marathon. Now that May is here, we can join with Mother Nature and be creative. Everywhere in our town, there are plants and trees flowering. The birds are arriving from the south, and the males are marking their territories with their songs. I'm still waiting to hear my favorite, the eastern towhee, a woodland bird that is dramatic, white, black, and russet. Its call sounds like, "Drink your tea!" We also have a huge bullfrog in our turtle pond, as well as 3-inch-long tadpoles. Some have back legs. From my reading, I learned that bullfrog tadpoles take several years to mature into frogs, which means the eggs need a pond that will not dry up in the summer like many of the vernal pools we have in our town. I also read that bullfrogs are voracious hunters and have been known to eat the hummingbirds that feed on the pond side flowers. I am always more energetic in spring, and I hope you also have a challenging, fun project to work on. We had a visit from one of my friends from the poultry shows I attend, Julia, who brought her 20-something box turtle to visit, Amelia. I filmed a how to draw video and talk about Amelia. I hope you will click on videos on my homepage so you can see a box turtle like Mossy without her garden and our turtle pond. Be creative and happy May Day. Jan Brett.